Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup is the chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines. He joins us this morning. Professor Shoup, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning to you, Howard. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. So it's interesting news around the approval of Sinopharm. Do you think that this, well, first of all, what does it mean to us in South Africa?
Yeah, you know, how basically, I don't think it means an awful lot. You know, all these vaccines do come up for approval, and there are many vaccines which are approved, which we don't use.
Uh-huh.
Now, at the moment, we've got ample supplies of both Pfizer and Janssen, or Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And those are the vaccines which are in use. But many more do get, they make application, the manufacturers make application, they get a license, and they could be used. In other words, they are approved for usage, but not necessarily procured for usage.
So in other words, it doesn't really, it's more or less in theory, because at least we know that if maybe, God forbid, something goes wrong with our supply of the other vaccines, or if it's suddenly found that this vaccine has greater efficacy over a new variant, then the approval is done and we can start giving people that vaccine. But it doesn't really mean anything in terms of our day-to-day at the moment. Is that right?
No, that's absolutely correct, yeah. At the moment, the day-to-day is still Pfizer, J&J, two approved vaccines, two very effective vaccines, which work and are pretty safe as well. So it's really it's a kind of a backup, a sort of a guarantee. If there's something wrong with the pipeline, which hopefully now won't happen, but you remember we did have problems before last year, early last year, then at least we'd have a backup to go on.
How are we doing in terms of vaccine hesitancy, reluctance? Because I'm finding, and again, and I often say to you, you know, this is anecdotally, but it's just my own experience, I'm finding people irritatingly reluctant or unmotivated to go get their shots.
That does remain a problem, and it is a problem. We do have a quite significant gap in people that have had no vaccine at all or haven't completed the course. You know, we're actually at the moment below the global average. The global average is about 50%, and we're now hovering about, between 45-46% of the adult population. So there's still a large gap that we have to make up. Fortunately for the country, we do have a lot of both natural immunity and what we call hybrid immunity, which is both natural being after the immunity after being infected, as well as the vaccine. So we do have a lot of quite extensive immunity in the population, but nevertheless, we still, it's extremely important that we do need to up the vaccine coverage. You know, one of the problems, of course, there's a lot of apathy, and you know, people are, you know, now with the relaxation of the quarantine and the isolation regulations, people are now thinking the epidemic is over. And unfortunately, it's not. You know, the virus is still around at a low level at the moment. That is true. But it can flare up, and we've had a bit of an uptick. So I think it's really important that people do maintain the infection prevention measures and, of course, get vaccinated.
There's a lot of discussion around natural immunity versus immunity from the vaccine. Can you put that into some context for us?
I'd like to, Howard, but unfortunately not easy. I'll tell you why it's not easy. The immunity after infection should theoretically be ideal.
Right.
The reason being is that when you get infected, it's your mucosa gets infected. In other words, the surface of your upper respiratory tract, the nose and the throat and so on, you get good immunity there, which should prevent infection in the first place, which you don't necessarily get that good from the vaccine, because the vaccine is given in your arm. So that gives you immunity in the rest of the body. So theoretically, natural immunity should actually be better. Also, with natural immunity, you get immunity against all the proteins of the virus, not just the critical ones. But on the other hand, because the vaccines are so sharply defined against the critical parts of the virus, that should give you a stronger immunity. So there are kind of a lot of scientific factors both ways, for natural as well as for the vaccine. We do know that natural immunity does give you good solid immunity, probably for at least 6 months, maybe 7, 8 months, as does the vaccine. And then it seems to wane, and then it seems to kind of decline. Now, comparing the two, it's really much of a muchness. The one problem with natural immunity is that it's a little bit more unreliable. And I say unreliable, a great many people, particularly those who don't get symptoms when they are infected, they don't develop a very great, very solid immunity. It's actually more the people who are ill who actually get a better immunity. So we can't rely on natural immunity, although it probably is pretty good. Well, it is good. We know from what's happening in South Africa, it's, you know, to a large extent, it's attenuated. It's, you know, it's made it milder, the illness.
So in other words, the vaccine, from what I'm understanding correctly, the vaccine gives you, it's almost an insurance policy to some extent as well, isn't it?
Well, yes, yeah, and also giving you a very good immune. The vaccine is specifically designed to sharply to give immunity sharply and specifically to those parts of the virus which are essential for the virus to establish infection. In other words, a kind of very superficial, that spike protein which binds the virus to the receptor site. Whereas if you get infected, it's going to give you an immune response to all the proteins of the virus. It doesn't select. Specifically for that part of the virus.
What's interesting as well, or I think what's valid, and people don't really talk much about it, it only occurred to me when I got COVID, is that the anxiety factor and the is very, very much reduced when you get COVID having had the vaccine. And I can't tell you how valuable that was to me. And to my family, and knowing that as ill as my wife was, that it's most likely going to be okay because she's had her vaccines, and the same with me. It was a tremendously positive and reassuring thing, knowing that there's very little chance, because we've had the vaccine, that we will be severely ill, hospitalized, and God forbid, not survive the virus. It's really got a huge, huge, it had a huge impact on us.
Yeah. The vaccine is extremely effective, very effective, in the 90% plus to prevent severe disease. And certainly hospitalization probably even closer to 100%. So you get a great reassurance if you've had the vaccine that you're going to not get severe disease. But important, you've actually also touched on another point. The ideal is actually to be, we don't want to go get infected, but the hybrid immunity. Now the hybrid, in other words, you get both the infection and the vaccine. That gives you the best immunity of all.
I would recommend it, Professor.
You don't recommend it.
And we had it mildly.
But the important thing, though, is that if somebody's been infected, it doesn't mean that they can then not get the vaccine.
Absolutely.
They must then take advantage of getting the vaccine to get both, because then you're really going to get good immunity.
Right, exactly. So we were told to wait 30 days before getting our boosters, which we
Correct.
Will do. But it really is. It's just critical. I just wish we could find a different way or ways just to get people to see it is so vital to go and get that vaccine, get your boosters. Make sure if somebody, you're living with somebody who's vaccine hesitant, just do whatever you can to try and convince them, because it really is the only way that we can really be assured of moving forward from this.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I think we can't emphasize that point more strongly.
Professor Barry Shoup, Chair of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID Vaccines, thanks as always for all the work that you do and for joining us this morning. It is 7:29. Your reaction, please, 34519. Are you coming across people who aren't vaccinated? Let me know. And how do you have those conversations with them? Have you been successful? Do you remain unsuccessful? That's what I would love to hear from you. It's 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning.